Deluxe Home Care, it's Sarah speaking.
Yes, my name is Karen West, and I've been helping Christopher Black. And I received a message saying that while he was in the hospital, then the reason I charged is because he's got me calling to get him a new Medicare card, doctor's appointments, and I moved all of his stuff into a storage unit and got that all set up. And that's what that was.
That's what you clocked in for. So I hear, I understand that he needed help then. The thing is that we can't bill while he's in the hospital.
Oh, well, I did take him the one day and took him to, where did I take him? Oh, I had to take him to the bank, to two different banks. While he's been in there, I'm driving to Blue Springs and picking him up and taking him to his bank and helping him do the things that he needs to do. I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
While he's in the hospital?
Just if he needed help doing things, and he doesn't have a vehicle, there's no way he could have gotten to the bank without me taking him. There's no way he could have cleaned out that hotel room while he was in the hospital.
I'm just trying, I want to make sure I understand. He's saying that he wants you to help him out with these things because he's unable to do it because he was in the hospital, right?
And that he's in a care facility and he can't, yeah.
Right. 1 minute. Let me ask someone. 1 second.
You're fine.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is the policy is that when the patient's in the hospital, they can't have home care done. So even if we're in a care facility, so even if he can't get his things done, he can't bill for home care then.
I understand. Okay, I will let him know that won't work.
Mm-hmm.
We were under the impression that if he needed help that I was to still help him.
Right.
And in fact, they were calling me and wanting to know what days I could help him.
Right, because we weren't informed that that he was there till later. So after, then we were informed he was there, and then you can't clock in then. But I understand why you would think that you would be able to, but that's just the policy. You can't double bill, so.
Okay. Oh, I understand. I understand. Okay. Like I said, I will let him know and then we can go from there because it's quite a distance for me to go to help him.
What about, is he having a discharge date for this or not?
They sent him a thing from Medicare. I think it was Medicare. That told him that he's eligible to find a different place to stay, that, you know, for a long-term care facility, but he needs my help finding that too.
Right.
I got him a couple of those, the books that says where the places are, but I got, stop. I'm sorry.
So basically he's not going to be back with us because he's going to move to a different long care facility.
Well, they make it sound like he should be staying in a care facility, he had me schedule him an appointment for a hip surgery that he's been needing to have. And I'm supposed to take him to that on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Wow.
So even though he's living there,
he still needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine if it's not, you know, that's not part of the policy or something. I'll just let him know and he's going to have to figure out a way.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's not our policy. It's just Medicaid, you can't do it. That's why this happened, that they have to, they were wondering what happened here because they can't double bill, so they have to deduct those payments. This is from a while ago. This is from a while ago, though. I'll tell you which days it's from.
Okay.
Let me see. Let's see. It says insurance said that he was in St. Joseph Medical Center from 10/22 until 11/10. Now, then someone wrote.
And actually, I was in the hospital at the same time, on the same floor, because I had a lung collapse. And then I tracked him down at where he's at now.
Yeah, so they were talking about those payments. Those are the times when it was double billed and they couldn't bill for it, so they had to deduct those times.
Okay, so that's 10/22 and 11/10?
To 11/10.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm just going to respond to them and tell them that I was able to get through to you, and now that you know the policy, that it won't happen again.
Yeah. No, actually, I had timed in because I was getting ready to call for him again. So I guess I'll clock out, and I'll just, when I take him Monday to the hip doctor, then I'll just tell him I can't do it.
Yeah.
So he'll know then, you know, because I've already confirmed the doctor's appointment.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes. Thank you for letting me know and clarifying for me too. So I appreciate it. And if he's not in a long-term health care facility or not in a care facility, that's when it's okay for me to help him.
Yeah, correct. You got it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank
have
you
a
so
nice
much.
Day. Be well.
You too. Uh-huh.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.